Okay, let's begin. Daf.
Why, well, Reuben gave you a ticket to go next round? Whatever you tell.
Today is Daf Aleph. Let's start. Okay, let's start with Daf Pei Omid Beis. Let's start with the Gemara Pei Omid Beis. Nidma Tumas HaTohim. Okay, this is Sugya. The Sugya of Tumas HaTohim. What is Tumas HaTohim? The Gemara, really, in the next Omid Beis, Pei Aleph Beis, we'll go into great detail what exactly is Tumas HaTohim. Pei Omid Beis. The two dots, boy Rami Bar Chama, Koin Hamaratza Bekabin Oseim, well, Dibra Hamasos Ditva Betumas Atahoim, the Pesach is kosher. If the Balabais was Tomei, and the type of tumor that he was contaminated with was what is called Tumas Atahoim, which we'll explain in a moment, it's okay. He was Yoitze, his Karban Pesach, he does not need to bring a Pesach Sheni. Even though in reality he was Tumah. Now, what is Tumas HaTohim? So we'll see in the Gemara in the next Amud, next Daf, Amud Beis. It is Tumas Meis. Okay, that's the simple understanding. Tumas Meis, where a person came in contact with the dead. Liafuke Tumas Sheretz. Liafuke Tumas Ziva. Okay, there are many types of Tumah. We're dealing with becoming Tumah specifically from a dead body, or Kazai Sposam in Hanes. And no one in the entire world knew that there was a dead body in this location. There's no eye in the world. In other words, a person died, collapsed, he died, and naturally his body was covered by snow, by a straw, or a building collapsed. It's a type of tumor where there's no human being in the entire world ever laid their eyes to recognize that there is a dead body buried in this location. That's called like the depth, the tohoim. Tohoim is the depth. No one knew that this tumor existed. So we have here now the Gemara in the very simple level. The Gemara is going to elaborate and go to many variations, many different examples. On a very simple level, we have here a person who brought a Karban Pesach. He thought he was tar. And after Pesach was over, it was discovered he wasn't really tar, because the road that he traveled to bring to Eretz Yisrael to arrive in his destination, it was discovered along the entire width of the road there was a corpse buried, and there was no way he could have possibly have known. So he was definitely tamei at the time when his Karban Pesach was offered. It's okay. He does not need to bring a Pesach Sheni. Okay, so let's see the Gemara. Boy, now here is the Sugya of Rabbi Chama, which the Gemara is going to go back to the entire daf. So that's why I went back all the way to Rabbi Chama, because if we don't know Rabbi Chama is talking about, the whole next daf is not going to make any sense. He has the following shiloh. What's a shiloh? Koyin hamaratze b'karbon oseim, chutzloy tumas atochayim lo koyin. That's maratze b'karbon oseim. Do we apply the principle of tumas atochayim loy or not? More elaborate. Miyam rinon ki gamir. We're going to see soon this concept of tumas atochayim is nothing more than a halacha l'loy shem misinai. We don't have any real makor in the Torah why it should be that a person that's tamei tumas atochayim should be, the carbon should be acceptable and does not need to bring a carbon pesach sheni. It's a Halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. The question is Kiga Miri. When we were taught Halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, was that Tumas HaTochayim b'Ba'olim only for the owner of the carbon, the person for whom the carbon is being brought? For him, we say that it's okay. You're Tomei, it's okay. The carbon was still acceptable, but b'Koyein loy gamiri. But let's say the Kohen that's doing the Avodah, it was discovered that he was Tomei Tumas Meis. And the type of Tumah was a Tumas HaTohoim. There, perhaps, we have no such Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim that it's okay. So if the Kohen gets a call after Yom Tov that he traveled on a road which he came in contact with a mace that no one knew about, this Kohen would be required to call up all of the people for whom he did a service and brought korbanos, and to tell them, I'm sorry to inform you, the korban you brought was invalid because I was tamei, and you have to come back Pesach Sheni to bring another korban.
Just the Pesach Sheni, how about this Kohen brought the Chagiga also?
Chagiga, for sure, it's not. Well, Chagiga, there's no obligation to bring a carbon to Chagiga, so it doesn't make a difference. Let bygones be bygones. The Chagiga is not an obligation. There is no Chagiga Pesach Sheni. It's too late. Chagiga, there's nothing to do about it. Whatever was, was. But the Karban Pesach, there is still a solution. You bring a Pesach Sheni. So it's, although we have a halacha l'Moshe Sinai, that if a Tumas Tochanim is okay, gets a pass, a free pass, perhaps the halacha.
And every Kohen knew who we brought a carbon for?
Well, let's discuss a very simple situation where he did know.
He did know.
Let's say he did not know. Then you'll get into a long Mr. Shiloh. What do we do in that case? Let's make things very simple. No need to make to confuse. We only learned for a few minutes, so let's make the case as simple as possible. The Kohen had a log. He had everything. It was registered. Can imagine the time of the Bayis Shlishi. Who knows? To be computerized. Who knows what will be?
Bayis Shlishi, yes.
But let's.
By tomorrow morning, we will be, but not right now.
But we have halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So perhaps halacha l'moshe m'sinai that gives you a free pass, that's only for the ba'olim, the one for whom the carbon was brought. But perhaps the kohen that did the service, for him we did not apply, we get a free pass. He perhaps would be required to inform all of those people for whom he did a service to come back to the Beis Hamikdash and to bring another carbon pass, another carbon. Give it to one more time. The kohen l'gemir. We say no, but no, perhaps the halacha l'moshe m'sinai was taught in relation to the zevach, to the sacrifice. And the melech makes no difference whether the one that was tamei was the ba'olim or the kohen. Adilma b'zivcha gemiri, loishna b'kohen loishna b'ba'olim, makes no difference if any party that was involved was tamei and was tumas tohaim. That's part of the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It's A-OK. We pass.
Omar Rav. Do you know of any of the Sforim Taka, any Sforim Taka Dorma, they doesn't know who they are?
What?
Any of the Sforim, any of the Mepharshim speak of, he Taka does not know who they are? The Kohen does not know who they are.
What's the Yichus? What do you mean?
If the Kohen does not know. He's Tomei.
That's the Gemara Shaila. Here's the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara just presented a question.
Yeah, right.
So let's see the Gemara. Amar Rav Tashma. Let's see how the Gemara resolves the answer. Yeah. The Gemara here asks the question. We know for a fact there's something called Tumas Tohoim. Tumas Tohoim gets a free pass. Even though you're Tomei, it's okay. You don't have to replace the carbon. The question is, to whom did the Torah, the Halacha, the Moshe, Mesinai, direct the leniency of Tumas HaTohim? Was it only directed towards the owner of the carbon, or was it also directed towards the Kohanim that did the Avodah?
Right.
That's our dilemma. Toshma. So Omer Rava, Toshma. I'm going to bring a riot. I'm going to answer the question of the following Bryce. Here we go. The Tani Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia taught, Loi Amru Tumas HaTohim Ela L'meis Bilvat. Okay, so this is the answer. The halacha of Tumas HaTohim was only taught with regard to the mace. L'meis bilvat. Now, what does that mean? The Gemara right away says that's coming to exclude something. L'meis, l'mutei mai. In other words, this halacha of tumas was only said with regard to tuma of coming in contact with the dead body. La'afugi, coming in contact with something else. What other thing is there that possibly we're coming to exclude? L'mutei mai. Lav l'mutei tumas hatohoim. The sheretz. What sheretz? A dead animal. A dead animal. If the owner of the carbon, the owner of the carbon, or let's make it very simple, the owner of the carbon, brought a carbon Pesach, and then it was discovered that he was really tamei, came in contact with a dead animal. Now the tumas sheretz is much lighter than the tumah of the tohoim. Tumas sheretz, he only tamei for one day. My love, Lamute Tumas HaTohoim the Sheretz. Uvimai asking, what exactly is the case? Inema b'Ba'olim, if we're discussing the Ba'olim, in other words, that like we just said, Uviman. Now, let's take another step back, another piece of introduction. This halach of Tumas HaTohoim was said with regard to the Karban Pesach, and also in regard to a Nazir. That if a Nazir, Nazir has to observe 30 days, a 30-day term, without becoming tamei. Let's say when the 30 days are over, it's now day 50, right? He finished his 30-day term, he brought the korbanos, and then it was discovered that in the middle of his nazirus, he really was not tohar. He was tamei. He came in contact with the dead. What type of dead? Tumas HaTohoim. The halach is the Nazir does not have to repeat his term of Nazirus. Okay? So V'man Ibn Nazir Mima Hanibay. Now, here's the question. There's no such requirement for Nazir to start all over again if he comes in contact with the Sheretz. The halacha that a Nazir has to start counting 30 days all over again is only true Nazir comes in contact with the dead. If a Nazir comes in contact with a Sheretz, he does not need to start the term all over again. But a Kohen who does Avoda has to do the Avoda all over again, even if he's Tomei Tumas Sheretz. Okay, so let's go one step at a time. It's a little complicated, right? My love, the Sheretz, who are we discussing? Ibn Nazir, Mimahani Bey. Does Tumas Sheretz have any effect on a Nazir? The only time of Nazir has to repeat the Nazirus if he comes in contact with the dead body. Now he comes in contact with the Sheretz. The case must then be discussing a Nazir that comes in contact with a dead body, with dealing with a person who is bringing a Karban Pesach. Let me ask you a question. A person who brings a Karban Pesach and it's Tomei, we know, has to go to Pesach Sheni. What happens if he's Tomei because he came in contact with a Sheretz? Does he have to wait until Pesach Sheni? So this is a machloikis in the Gemara. One opinion says yes, any type of tumah requires a person to bring a Pesach Sheni, and the other Tana says the only time you need to bring a Pesach Sheni is only if you tell me tumas mace, not tumas sheretz. You tell me tumas sheretz, you can go to mikvah and you can eat the Pesach at night. So they can bring the coin, can bring the carbon on your behalf, even if you're tell me tumas sheretz. There's no problem. Elo b'yaisa Pesach, not so fast. So what do we want to say? We want to say now that we're dealing over here with halach. Here's the chiddush. We're dealing here with the case where a person was, it's the night of Pesach, or let's say it's not, let's say it's Pesach, it's ready, Pesach is over. And now it's discovered that the person was really Tomei when the Pesach was offered on his behalf. What type of Tumah? He was Tomei by coming in contact with a Sheretz, and he didn't even know about it. And it was Tumas Tohoim. Tomei means, no, he did not know, he was not aware, and no one even knew that he was Tomei by coming in contact with the Sheretz. So along comes this Braisa, and the Braisa says, the only time the Torah gave you a free pass, even though you're Tomei, it's okay, that was only said concerning Tumas Meis. It was not said concerning Tumas Sheretz. If a person was Tomei Tumas Sheretz, and he was unaware, no good. He has to bring another Karban Pesach. He must come back Pesach Sheni and bring another Karban Pesach. The problem is that's only true if you hold that coming in contact with the Sheretz makes you bring another Karban Pesach. So then we understand if it's true that if you tell me to my sheretz you can't bring a carbon pesach. So then in Echnam they're telling you chiddush. Not only if you vad I tell me to my sheretz, even if you came in contact with the sheretz through the time, also you need to bring a carbon pesach. But el mandiyama shechtin mizerk na tamei sheretz. But if you learn like the mandiyama that says that tumas sheretz is mutter, if you are tamei tumas sheretz, it's not a problem. You can bring carbon pesach. Hash the tumah yedua chutuloy tumah satoim lekol shchein. So it doesn't make sense. So look what's going on over here. We have here a halacha that is something called tumas tohoim. The Braisa says tumas tohoim was only said concerning a mace, not concerning a sheretz. Now, we know that the law of Tumas Tohim applies specifically in two cases, the case of Pesach and the case of Nazir. Now, it cannot be referring to a case where a person was Tomei Tumas Sheretz by Nazir. That doesn't make any sense, because there's no such problem of Tumas Sheretz Bechlal by the case of Nazir. So the other candidate is Tumas Karban Pesach. But that's also not so simple, because there is an opinion that says that if a person is Tomei Tumas Sheretz by Karban Pesach, you can bring the Karban Pesach. So now,
Tumas Tohoim is where you found out later there was a dead body where he was.
No, that's Tumas Tohoim, dead body of Nes.
Yeah.
We're coming now to tell you a halacha that those folks were trying to figure out over here, that the halacha of tumas tohim was only said by a mace. It was not said by a sheretz.
By a mace, which he did, he walked by and he didn't know there was a mace there.
Right. So then, what's the halacha? The halacha is it's okay. It's ki'ilu, you did not become tamei. But what happens if you come in contact with a sheretz? You were not aware. You were not aware.
Oops, sorry.
That you came in contact with a.
I found it.
What happens if you're not aware that you came in contact with a sheretz? Then we don't say the leniency of tumas tohaim. You're tamei, and you need to bring another carbon. Okay, so tumas sheretz. If you discover that you're tamei from a tumas tohaim of sheretz, there is no leniency. You are required to bring another carbon. So the problem is the laws of tumas tohaim by sheretz do not apply.
Tumas tohaim by what? By sheretz.
Right, does not apply. By the case of sheretz, if a person is tamei tumas sheretz, he can still bring a carbon pesach. If he's a nazir, he can bring his carbonus of nazir. So the whole concept of tumas tohoim, of tumas sheretz, does not apply to carbon pesach and nazir. So how can you go see that we don't apply the leniency of tumas tohoim? Not only do we apply the leniency of tumas tohoim, we apply the leniency even when it's a vadai tumas sheretz. Look what we're trying to do over here. Let's go through that.
So then why can we say that tumas tohoim does not apply by sheretz? That's what we're saying, basically.
Because even tumas vadai doesn't apply by sheretz. That's the kash, even tumas vadai.
Yeah. So tumas tohaim
and
doesn't apply.
Exactly. So tumas tohaim, right? That's exactly more kash. So it doesn't make sense. We have a brisa. The brisa says that the only time you say tohaim is by mace,
right.
Not by sheretz.
Anything else?
Not by not by something else. What is the something else? Tumas tohaim only applies by mace and not by something else.
Right.
What is the something else that it does not apply to? Sheretz.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we going to do by sheretz? Tumas tohaim of sheretz, we're going to be machmir. Where are we going to be machmir? By tohaim, we're going to be machmir. The problem is, by sheretz, we're makel legamri. Not only are we makel by tohaim, we're makel even by sheretz, vadai we're makel. So this diuk doesn't make any sense.
Right.
We start off with a diuk. There's a leniency, a kula that is applied to tumas tohoim mes. Okay, if a person is vadai tamei mes, there's no leniency. We're machne. If you vadai tamei, we're machne. But if it's only a tumas mes of a tohoim, then we're makel. This leniency is only true by mace. It's
right.
Not true by sheretz. Does not apply by sheretz. Sheretz, we're going to be machmir. We're going to be machmir, right? That's what it says in the Braisa.
Yeah.
That's what the Braisa wants to say. Okay, the Braisa. Wait, what is that Braisa? Let's take a step back. Let's go very, very slow. Little steps. We have here a person, a human being. He is bringing a carbon pesach.
Right.
If this person, it is discovered that he was vadai tamei.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, pesach is over. It's now Rosh Chodesh Iyar. It's 15 days after Pesach. The person gets a telegram. Well, sorry to tell you, when you came to Eretz Yisrael, you visit, you pass. We know for a fact we have video footage of you walking over this road. We're sorry to inform you that underneath that road there was a dead body buried. Not tohaim, a regular dead body. The marker somehow fell down. There was a storm the day before, and the matzeva.
So why is that tohaim?
That's not tohaim. Tohaim is only when no one ever knew about it. No one ever knew about it. We'll deal in the case. We tell a person, I'm sorry to tell you, you were 100% tamei. You passed over a grave. That grave was not a tohoim. It was a grave that you didn't realize. You walked over a grave. So what does this person do? Oh no. That means when I brought my Karban Pesach, I was tamei. If I was tamei, that means I was not yoytzei my Karban Pesach. That means I have to come back now, Pesach, and bring another Karban Pesach. Okay, that's basic. That's like aleph base. Again, a person brings a Karban Pesach. He is notified 15 days later, bad news, sorry to tell you, you were tamei. You walked over a road where there was a dead body buried. You were 100% tamei. So what does the person say? No, I was tamei. Tamei meis, can I bring a Karban Pesach? I was not yetzah. I'm going to come back now, chodesh iyar, to bring another Karban Pesach. Pesach sheni. Okay?
But what would be if a case like this, he pushed the behemoth, and the behemoth becomes tamei, no?
Push the behemoth? What do we do?
No, live behemoth is not going to go right.
Behemoth is not mikabel tumah when it's...
No, a live behemoth does not mikabel.
So this is the most basic halacha. Person who was notified that he's vada tamei. Okay, now let's discuss a variation. A person is told that you walked over a grave that is in the category of tohoim. No one ever knew about that body was buried there. So what is the halacha? That's halacha l'moshe misinai. Since the type of tumah that you knew about, the type of tumah is a tumas meis, but it's a meis called tohoim, we're going to be lenient. You do not need to bring a Pesach sheni. Okay? Is that clear now?
Yeah.
Now, along comes the Brayis. The Brayis says, guess what? This leniency, this differentiation between being Vadai Tomei and a case of being Tomei, not Sofik. Tumas Tomei is not a Sofik, but it's a type of tumor which no one knew about. Right, that's called tohoim, is only true by a mace.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true by or something else. Oh, now, it doesn't say sharts. Mm. All it says, it's not true by something else. Now, what is the something else that it's not true by? So the Gemara wants to suggest it's not true by sharts. Now, what does it mean? That means that by sharts, we're not going to make this differentiation. And what does it mean we're not going to make this differentiation by sheretz? What it means is simply that if a person gets a phone call that he walked over a sheretz, a vaday sheretz, he touched a vaday sheretz, what's the halach going to be? He's going to have to bring another Karban Pesach. He was vaday tamei. But if a person gets a phone call that he walked over a sheretz that was begeder in the category of tohoim, he was suffer tamei that no one could have known about, so then he does not need to bring a carbon. Then he also needs to bring another carbon pesach. We're not going to be lenient by a case of tohoim of sheretz, right?
Okay.
That is what the Brayis says. Now the problem is that doesn't make any sense. The reason why that doesn't make any sense is because there is no differentiation when it comes to a sheretz. Even if a person is 100% certain that he was tamei tumas sheretz, he does not need to bring a Karban Pesach again. Certainly, if the only type of tumah that he was tamei was a tumas sheretz of tohoim, he does not need to bring another Karban Pesach.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't make any sense. We have a braisa, the differentiation between tumas vadai and tumas tohoim, we're machmer by vadai and we're makel by tohoim, is only true by maize. It's not true by sheretz. By sheretz, we're going to be machmir when it's a vadai, and we're going to be machmir when it's a sheretz of tohoim. That's nonsense. Because by sheretz, we're makel. Not only are we makel, even when it's vadai, Tomas, when it's vadai, we're going to be makel. So certainly we're going to be makel when it's going to be tohoim. It's nonsense. So how then can we possibly salvage this thing that we only apply Tomas tohoim by mace and not by sheretz? You know what the answer is? Brilliant answer. We're now referring to the owner of the carbon. We're referring to the kohen who is makriv the carbon. Because the Kohen that's makriv a carbon is not allowed to be makriv a carbon when he's tame, even if he's only tame from a sheretz. If a Kohen is tame, the avoid is no good. So there's a leniency when it comes to tumas meis. If the Kohen is tame tumas meis, vadai the avoid is no good. But if the Kohen is tame tumas meis tohoim, the avoid is good. But if the Kohen is tame tumas sheretz, the Brisa says it doesn't make a difference whether he's tame tumas sheretz vadai or he's tame tumas sheretz tohoim. If he's tame, he's tame. The avoda is no good. So we have a solution. So the only way we're able to invent this solution is by saying that the law of Tohoim does apply not only to the Ba'alim, it applies also to the Kohen that does the Avodah. That was our original Shaila. Okay, so let's review this very quickly. The Gemara starts off, Halacha L'moshe Mitzinai, there's something called Tumas Tohoim. There is a leniency in Tumas Tohoim of a mace. Gemara asks a question. Wait a minute. Where does that apply? Does that halacha of tumas tam, does that apply only to the owner of the carbon, or does the leniency of tumas tam apply also to the kohanim who do the avoda? Maybe when it comes to the kohanim, there is no such leniency. Maybe yes, maybe not. That's our dilemma. Along comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says, "I'll prove to you that the leniency of tumas atahim applies to the kohanim who do the avoda." Mm-hmm. How do I know that applies to the kohanim who do the avoda? Because we have a brisa, and the brisa says that tumas atahim only applies to mace, does not apply to a sheretz. Now the question is, that doesn't make any sense. If we're going to limit our understanding of Tumas Tohoim only to the owner of the carbon, that doesn't make one bit of sense. Because there's no such thing as Sheretz, Tumas Sheretz, by the owner of the carbon Pesach. Because even if the owner of the Karban Pesach is 100% Vadai Tomei Midin Tumas Sheretz, he is allowed to bring a Karban. So we'll make leave it when it's Vadai Tumah. Certainly we're going to make it when it's going to be a Sofik Tumah of Tumas Tohoim. Doesn't make any sense. The only way we can make sense of this price that we differentiate between Tumas Meis and Tumas Sheretz is if we apply it not to the owner of the Karban, but we apply it also to the Koyein who does the Avoda in the Karban. Okay? For the carbon. So let's see those words inside. Let's go to the whole Gemara and talk. At least we get this. At least we did something. That is the Yisrael, the entire daf. Okay? This Yisrael goes to the chud of the entire daf. Koyin. Hamratza, the Koyin. That's Hamratza. The carbon of Sayim. Chutru loy tumas satachayim. Oy loy. Or not. Mi amrin, and do we say ki gan mi? When we have halacha l'mishnei tumas tohoim bebo'olim, but bekoyin loy gemiri. I dilma, no, it's not limited to the owner. Bezivcha gemiri. The zevach is where we have halacha l'mishnei Sinai. Loyishna bekoyin, loyishna bebo'olim. Amar Rava Toshma. I'll answer you that applies also to the koyin as well, because Toshma the Tani Rami by Rabbi Chia loyamru tumas tohoim elo l'neis bilvot. Meis lamute mai lav lamute tumas hatohim the sheretz. The Gemara says of him ayaskin inim bebaalim. If we're dealing with the baalim who is tamei tumas sheretz, well, let's see the two different categories of tumas tohim. There's a category of tumas by Pesach, and there's a category of tumas tohim by nazir. Uveman ibn nazir mimahani bay. If a nazir is tamei sheretz, it's meaningless. It doesn't make a difference. Ki yamus meis love amrachmona davke meis ela biyasa pesach. But even that's a machloek is, if a person is tamei tumas sheretz, does it affect the current Pesach? He nich lomandiyah ma'in shechtum zek na tamei sheretz. El lomandiyah ma'in shechtum zek na tamei sheretz. Hashta tumad yiduo chutru loy tumas hatoim lekol shchein. El la bekoyin. Ushma mino. Chutru loy tumas hatoim. We have a right when it comes to mas meis. It works. Okay, period. So that, those 10-15 lines of Gemara is what we spent the last half an hour on. If you got that, at least you got something. Okay. So now the Gemara says, no, Omar. Rav Yosef lo. No, it's not a raya. Okay, whole new lomdash in Yisrael. Big one, slow, not a raya. Le'olam bebalim. BMS, I'll tell you, the leniency of Tumas HaTohoim only applies to the owner of the karma, not to the kohanim. The Kohanim, if they're Tomei, even if they discover their Tumah was a Tumah Satohoim, that's it, they're out. They got to contact, they got to take out their cell phone, go through all the contacts and their texts, everyone that I did Avodah for, get back here, it was no good. Oh, but what about our Raya? We had a beautiful stark Raya. The Raya was Tumas Pesach, Tumas Meis, and not Tumas Sheretz. Lo, Tumas, I'm going to use Lo, Leon Bebol, Pesach, Pesach, Ulamute Tumas Hatohoim, Deziva. Ooh, a whole new case. Tumas Hatohoim, Deziva, which means there's no way in the world a person could have possibly known that he is a Zof.
What?
Let's see. Let's the Gemara explains it. Tumas Hatohoim Deziva Loi Meratze. Instead of the okay, let's look. What does it mean? Tumas Hatohoim Deziva. It means like this: a person has a discharge on day one. Okay. Now, if a person has a discharge on day two, what happens? A person has a discharge 2 days in a row, what happens? He becomes a Zov, becomes a full-fledged Zov. What happens when a person becomes a full-fledged Zov? What happens? He has to observe Zayin Nikiyim, 7 clean days. He's Tamei. He's not with a person that has a discharge of Ziv on day one, and then has a discharge of Ziv on day two, 2 days in a row. He is a full-fledged Zov, and he's Tamei, he's an Avatoma, and he cannot eat kachim, he cannot do anything that requires tahara, eat truma, eat kachim, go into Beis HaMikdash, until he has Zayin 7 clean days. And he goes to Mikvah on day 7, he has Sarav Shemesh, and then he's back in business, he's back in the game. What happens if he has Ziva 3 days in a row, 3 consecutive days in a row? Then not only is he a Zov Gedoyla, he has to bring a set of Karbonos. Okay? Now we don't need to deal with the Karbonos, we just need to deal with the Tumah. We're not interested in Karbonos now, so we just can deal with the Zov that sees Zariah 2 days in a row. Here's the case. When do you bring the Karbon Pesach? What day of the month? 14th day, right? The 14th day. And the 13th day of Chodesh Nisan, this individual has a Re'iyah of Ziva. Okay? So he's Tame. He's Tame for 1 day. He's Tame for that entire day. Now the second day is critical. If he gets through the whole second day without any, he goes to mikvah early in the morning on day two, okay? Day 14, he goes to mikvah. So when the sun sets, as long as he does not have another Re'iyah, he'll be finished. He's like Shomer Siyom Kneged Yom. He had Ziva 1 day, he's tummy for 1 day, he's tummy for that 1 day, and he goes to mikvah and he's finished. So on day 15, 14, for argument's sake, he goes to mikvah in the morning and he's hoping everything will go okay. When it comes nighttime, will be okay. It's day 14, he joins up, he signs up with the Chabura, he signs up with a group of people, and they offer the Karban Pesach. And then, 5 minutes before Shkia, he has another Re'iyah, a second Re'iyah. So what does that mean? If he has now a second Re'iyah retroactively, he had a Re'iyah 2 days in a row. He had a Re'iyah on day 13, a Re'iyah on day 14, he's now a full-fledged Zav, he's Tameh for the next 7 days. What's bothering you?
What's bothering me?
He had a Re'iyah on day 13.
So on the third day that he is
a... No, that's for Korbanos. You need to have a Re'iyah 3 days in a row to bring Korbanos. But to become a full-fledged Zov that you tell me for 7 days, you need Zayin Nikiyim, you only have to have a Re'iyah 2 days in a row. A woman needs to have 3 days in a row. A man only needs to have a Re'iyah 2 days in a row to become a full-fledged Zov, and it requires 7 clean days. So he had a Re'iyah 2 days in a row. He's now a full-fledged Zov. He requires 7 Zayin Nikiyim. And now it's the night. So he had, again, a Re'iyah 2 days in a row. Now here's the problem. When he had the Re'iyah on day 13, okay, so he had a Re'iyah on day 13. Day 14 was a test day. If he did not see Ziva the entire day 14, when it comes to evening, he would be 100% Tahar, and he can participate in eating the Karban Pesach. But now that he sees Ziva 5 minutes before Shkia, that means retroactively, we're going to combine day 14 with day 13. He saw Ria Ziva 2 days in a row. He's a full-fledged Zav, and he requires 7 Zayin Nikiyim. But when they offer the Karban Pesach on his behalf, after Chatzos, on day 14, there was no way in the world possibly to know what's going to happen. Will he see Ziva later on that day? So that is in the category of tumas tohoim. Now when he sees Ziva 5 minutes before Shkia, retroactively he becomes Tameh for the entire day. But when you say he becomes Tameh retroactively the entire day, so at the moment when he's bringing the Korban Pesach, we have no way of knowing that it, retroactively this moment in time he's going to become Tameh. That is called Tumas HaTohoim. So along comes the Braisa, and the Braisa says there is no leniency of Tumas Tohoim when it comes to a Zof. He has to come back and bring a Korban Pesach Sheni. You hear the Lumdus? Okay, let's review the Lumdus. An incredible Lumdus. What happened over here? A person saw Ziv on day 13. So day 14 is a test day. If the whole day goes by, he doesn't see anything, he's tohar. At night, he can eat from the Korban Pesach.
If he, mikvah,
he goes to mikvah by early in the morning, and if nothing happens, by night time, he's set. What happens if he sees Ziva? So what does he do? He's hoping he's not going to see Ziva. They bring the Korban Pesach. At 12:30, let's say 1 o'clock, the Korban Pesach is offered on his behalf. Now, what happens? At 4 o'clock, he saw Ziva. When he sees Ziva at 4 o'clock, what does that mean? Retroactively, he saw Ziva yesterday on day 13. He saw Ziva now on day 14. That means a full-fledged Zav. At the moment when they brought the Korban Pesach on his behalf at 1 o'clock, he was Tamei, retroactively. But at 1 o'clock when the Kohen brought the Kohen on his behalf, was there any way in the world for the Kohen to know, or for the owner to know, that later in the day at 4 o'clock he's going to see Ziva and now retroactively make him Tamei from 1 o'clock? There was no way he can possibly have known this. It was impossible. So being that there was no way for him to have known this, we consider that moment, that type of tumah, called tumas tohoim. Right now, he thinks he's Tamei.
I said before that tumas tohoim is only by a mess.
Oh, exactly. So long comes the Braisa, so long is the Gemara's whole Raya. The whole Raya was, it says in the Braisa, Tumas Tohoim is only by a mace. Liafuke Mai, Liafuke Tumas Tohoim of Sheretz. And then what was the Gemara's next? Sheretz. Sheretz doesn't make one bit of sense when we direct the Sheretz, Tum of Sheretz, to the Ba'olim, to the owner. The only place where Tumah Sheretz made sense was if we direct the Tumah Sheretz to the Kohen. Oh, we have a beautiful Raya that Tumah Tum applies to the Kohanim. But now the Gemara says, the whole Raya falls away. Gemara Chasima Tova. Now the whole Raya, the Gemara says now, the entire Raya is going to go to the wayside. The whole Raya falls out off the cliff, because when the Gemara says, the Braya says, we're talking about Tumas Tohoim, only by Nes, what are we coming to exclude? We're coming to exclude Tumas Tohoim of Ziva. There is no Tumas Tohoim of Ziva. And by Tumas Tohoim of Ziva, it does indeed make sense to apply it specifically to the Ba'olim. We don't need to apply the case of Tumas Ziva to the Kohanim. We can apply the case of Tumas Ziva specifically to the Ba'olim. So therefore, we're back in business, and we no longer have a Raya to the Shaila of Rami Bar Chama. Okay, like I told you, Rami Bar Chama always comes back to Rami Bar Chama. We're going extremely slow. Sorry, we're going extremely slow because having a hard time comprehending the Gemara. Okay, so now the Gemara says we're still not pay on the base at the bottom. Taste pay. Okay, so now the Gemara does not like this answer, because the Gemara is going to show that it's not true. I'll show you that Tumas Tohoim does apply to Ziva. Second to last line, Tumas Tohoim, the Ziva loy meratzeh. Really? You're wrong. You're dead wrong. Tumas Tohoim, the leniency of Tumas Tohoim does indeed apply to the case of Ziva. Since this owner of the carbon had no way of knowing that he would become Tomei later in the day, we're lenient and we say that the carbon Pesach is a good carbon Pesach. The Atanya, Rabbi Yossi Oimer, here's the case of a Zav. Now we're just shifting gears. Instead of discussing a male, we're going to discuss a female. Shom Shomeres Yoim, Kinege Yoim. So you have a woman, she saw Zov on day 13. Well, let's make it better, because a woman has seed 3 days in a row. So she saw Ziv on day 12. No, but a woman is different than a man, because for a woman to become a Zava, she needs to see Ziva 3 days in a row. So let's say she saw Ziv on day 12, and then she saw Ziv on day 13. And now is the critical day. Now it's day 14. So she's hoping and praying nothing will happen the entire day. And if nothing happens the entire day, when it comes nighttime, she's 100% tar, and she can eat from the Karma Pesach. So 14th, on day 14 of the month, she joins a group, and at 1 o'clock, the Kohen offers a carbon on her behalf, because we're hoping that she's not going to see Ziva the remainder of the day. And then what happens at 4 o'clock? 4 o'clock, she sees Ziva. So that means retroactively, she has now seen Ziva on day 12, day 3, day 14. She has turned into a Zava Gedola, and she's tummy for the next 7 days. She has to see Zayin Nikian. So, but at the time, at 1 o'clock, when the carbon was offered on her behalf, she had no way of knowing if she would become a Zava Gedola on that day. So that's called Tumas Tahoim. So the Tumas Tahoim, Ziva Loim Ratzi, Atanya, Rabbi Yossi, Oimer, Shmer, Tumi, Negin, Yom, Shachta, Olava, Shach, Shachta, the coin did shchit at 1 o'clock, Vizarko, Leha, Basheni, Shalah, on her second day, on her second, Basheni, Shalah, that means, it means, Sheni, Shalah means it's really her third day. It means, the Sheni, Shalah means the day after. The day after she saw blood. She saw blood on day 13, so day 14 is called Sheni, but really it's day 3 because we want to make it to a Zava Gedola, Basheni Shalah, the Achar Kach, and at 4 o'clock, now Rasa, so now retroactively, she was Tamei from 1 o'clock, Rasa, Eino Echeles, no, she's Tamei. 2 days in a row, or 3 days in a row, depending on the case, either 2 or 3 days in a row, v'nechales, but here are the key words which shake up the entire daf. Okay, these next words shake something up. Upitura melasa it's Pesach Sheni. Would you believe this? This woman does not need to bring a Pesach Sheni. Why not? She was 100% Tamei. She was Tamei.
Not at the time of the Shechit and Zrik.
At the time of Shechit, it was not known. But since later at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, she had a Riyah. Retroactively, she became Tamei. She did become Tamei retroactively. That's how it works. How does a woman become a Zava Gedola? She sees Ziva 3 days in a row. Retroactively, she was hoping. It's now she's observing a clean day. She's hoping the whole day will be clean. But in the event that she sees blood later in the day, retroactively, she was Tamei the entire day. And this day combines with the day before, and the day before, and she becomes a Zava Gedola. Or even if it does not combine with, let's say, even it's her second day, so 2 days in a row, she's Tamei. So if she sees blood at 4 o'clock, retroactively, she was Tamei the entire day. So at the time when the Kohen brought the Kohen at 1 o'clock, retroactively, she was Tamei. If you're Tamei Vadai, you got to bring a Pesach Sheni. What's the only svar you can say why she does not need to bring a Pesach Sheni? The only svar you can come up with is that since at 1 o'clock, she didn't know yet, she did not know if there's going to be a retroactive Tumah. Retroactive Tumah is equivalent to Tumas Tahoim. Right. What is Tumas Tahoim? We don't know. We have no way of knowing. So at 1 o'clock, can't predict the future. I'm not a prophet. I don't know what's going to be in the future. That at 4 o'clock I'm going to see blood and now retroactively I'm going to become Tamei. So the type of Tumah that she is, that she becomes retroactively is in the category of Tumas Tahoim. And what does it say? It says Supatur Melasas Pesach Sheni. She does not need. So here we learn that just like Tumas Meis of Tehoim, you potter from bringing a Pesach Sheni, Tumas Tehoim of Ziva, you potter from bringing a Karim Pesach Sheni. So you have Akasha, how can you say in the previous staff that the only time you say Tumas Tehoim is Dafka by Meis? You don't say Tumas Tehoim by Ziva. You see the Feirishness price that we do say Tumas Tehoim. between Malasas Pesach Sheni, my time, what's the reason? Lami Shem Dimiratz. It sits. The tzitz is Miratz. I mean, the tzitz, the Kohen Gadol's tzitz, brings atonement for Tumas Tohoim. So we have a Raya, we have a Kasha, we have a Kasha. The Gemara says, no, Amri Alansi Ulon, and this is a Peladic answer. What the Gemara does now is shocking. And Imam says, the Yesoides, when you learn the Sugis of Zayv and Zava, Loi, Mishum Dikasov Rabbi Yossi, Mikan Hulabo Himitama. Unbelievable. Rabbi Yossi holds exactly that when a woman becomes tame, when she sees the real on day two, we don't go back retroactively, we go mikan ulaba. So at 1 o'clock she did not yet see what at 1 o'clock, so at 1 o'clock she was tahira. Okay, it turns out she can't eat. Okay, so you can't eat. Just because you can't eat from the Karban Pesach, that doesn't take away from the validity, it's still a good Karban Pesach. But at that moment in time when the carbon was brought, there is no retroactive tumah. She was 100% tar. Okay, the Gesar Yosi Mikan Hula Haba Hi Mitama. Okay, now that is going to be a very big problem. Okay, for the law, that's not a simple answer. Okay, well, that will leave for the Gemara later on. Let's go further. Now the Gemara says, really? The Atanya, but I'll show you it's not so. We learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yosi Oimer. Rabbi Yossi holds Zov Baal Shtei Rios Sheshachtu Yivzorko La B'Shvi Shalo. Now the Gemara is telling us over here, let's get about Tanya. It's not so. Rabbi Yossi Omer Zov, if we have a Zov Baal Shtei Rios, okay, so Zov Sor Tu Rios Sheshachtu Yivzorko La B'Shvi Shalo. Now here's this case a little bit different. Okay, the case over here is a Zav is a Zav Baal Shtei Rios. He saw Ziva 2 days in a row. Okay, 2 days in a row, that means he's a full-fledged Zav. What does he have to do? He has to count a Zayin Nikiyim. Today is day 7 of the Zayin Nikiyim. It's day 7. And now, day 7 happens to be Erev Pesach. So he's hoping and praying that the whole day will go by peacefully. He won't see anything, and therefore he'll be tahar at night. He can eat. So he joins the Karban Pesach. He joins the group, and they shecht on his behalf for Karban Pesach. The achar kach roh, and later in the day, in the evening, 4 o'clock, he sees.
Evchein.
Here he's mamsh explicit. Shomeres yom kineged yom, a woman who's now watching. Sheshachta v'zerkol lecha b'sheni shalah, on the second day that she's watching. The achach rasa. So look what Rabbi Yossi himself says. Harei elu mitamin mishko v'moishav limafreya. So that means if this woman who is Shomer sat down on a bed, on a chair, at 9 o'clock in the morning, or this individual who was observing Zayin Nikiyim, and today is the 7th day, and he went to the mikvah at 9 o'clock in the morning, at 9:05 he sat down on a chair, since later in the day he had a Re'iyah, retroactively, from the whole day is Tameh, but nevertheless, Subatur Milasas Pesach Sheni. So what do we see here? So what's the kasha? The kasha here is, on the one hand, you potter from bringing a Karban Pesach, but on the other hand, it's as clear as day that the Tumah is retroactive. Because anything that they sat down on that entire day is tummy retroactively. Right, yeah. So that means at 1 o'clock, when the Pesach was shechted on their behalf, they were tummy. And if they're tummy, they should be required to bring a Pesach Sheni. Yet it says they don't bring a Pesach Sheni. Right. Why don't they bring a Pesach Sheni? It must be because it was Tumas Tohoim. And Tumas Tohoim, it's Tumas Tohoim, and Tumas Tohoim, the tzitz is Meratzeh. So we have a kahal. Can you go tell me that it's Mikanul Haba, and it's not because of Tumas Tohoim, it's not Mikanul Haba. Here in the Bryant it's explicit, it's Lima Freya, and even though it's Lima Freya, you pause with Pesach Sheni, and the only logic is that just like there's something called Tumas Tohoim of Tumas Meis, there's something called Tumas Tohoim of Ziva. So the Gemara says another answer. So another fellow, the Gemara says, "Ami alansi, you my lemafreya." When it says you go back lemafreya, midrabanan, that's not mikra hadin. Min atoyra, it's like you said, mikanul habo. And the Nela, we don't need to come on to Tumas Tahoim. Why are we going to Afreya? Mechumah Midrabanan. Now, okay, that answers this little shtickle. Also, he holds on this concept that Minatoira, we go Mikhail Labo. But I'm afraid we go back to Midrash. What's the right? The title of the bride is Rabbi Yehoshua Yemer. Avol Zohav, same thing, Tech Halacha, Sharoha B'Shvi Shaloi. He's now on day 7, he goes to Mikvah 9 o'clock. And then 4 o'clock, he sees Re'iyah, Soitzer, Es Shalofanov. So that's it. Now that he sees Ziva, so the Rabbi Oshaya says, he Soitzer, Es Shalofanov, he has to undo Es Shalofanov. He loses out the whole day. The whole day is let me say this right. We ask Rabbi Yehoshua. Wait 1 second. He loses all the previous days. If he sees Ziv at 4 o'clock, so all 7 days that he was counting, he loses. Because since now it's day 7, today is day 7, he went to Mikveh in the morning, we're not going to say Miksasim, and now in the middle of the day he sees Ziv. So Soyser Eshelophon of all of the 7 days that he counted. V'yama Le Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I disagree. Lo Yistar Ela Yoimoy. Fascinating. He only loses that day. In other words, just count one more day. And the Gemara says, what? Man of Shach. Doesn't make any sense. What does make any sense? If you hold that you go to Mafreya, now that you see you have to lose all 7 days, so you made it. If you go Mikanul Haba, so we say Niksas Hayom Kikuloi, since you made it through 5 minutes in the day and you went to Mikvah, you finished. So if you see Ziv at the end of the day, why should you even lose that? Why do you even lose one day? It doesn't make any sense. Ela Ema. So therefore, the correct gear. So when Rabbi Yochanan comes to Eloheimo Lo Yistar V'Lo Yoimoi, you lose nothing. Once you count 5 minutes, you're finished. V'Amle Rabbi Yosi V'Amale. Oh, so here, so we go Mikanul Haba, and here comes the Amale. Now, who's the one that's speaking? And he said to him, the Amale, Rabbi Oshaya. Rabbi Oshaya said to Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Shai say to Rabbi Yochanan? Here are the key words. Rabbi Yoisecho Chavoseich. You're in good company. Rabbi Yochanan, what did you say? You have said you're counting 7 days, and now you see Ziva at the end of the day. You see Ziva at the end of the day, so you lose nothing. It's okay, you made it. So Rabbi Yoshi said to Rabbi Yochanan, guess what, Rabbi Yochanan, you're in good company. Rabbi Yossi says just like you. What? But Rabbi Yossi explicitly said that Yemetame Mishka V'Moshav L'Mafreya. V'har Rabbi Yossi Yemetame Mishka V'Moshav L'Mafreya. So how could Rabbi Oshaya tell Rabbi Yochanan you're in good company? Ela Lav Shmamina. When he said to him that you're in good company, what he means is Lav Shmamina Metame L'Mafreya Midrabonon. That you, Rabbi Yochanan, you taka telling us the Iker Hadin. Iker Hadin is you lose nothing. You go Mikanul Haba. Rabbi Yossi holds like you. That taka mi Iker Hadin, you go Mikanul Haba. You don't go back L'Mafreya. Of this, that it's taka true that we find that Rabbi Yossi says that you go back L'Mafreya Mishka L'Moshav, that's not Iker Hadin. That's just a Chumra Midrabanan. So we see that Rabbi Oshaya, the fact that Rabbi Oshaya equates Rabbi Yossi with Rabbi Yochanan indicates that Rabbi Oshaya holds Rabbi Yossi when he says L'Mafreya, he does mean L'Mafreya Iker Hadin. He only means L'Mafreya Midrabanan. Because if you're going back L'Mafreya Iker Hadin, it's impossible to say that Rabbi Yossi agrees to Shita Rabbi Yochanan. So Shema Mina Vaita. Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, Hashdi Yom HaMikad Labo Matan, so now this goes back to the beginning of the daf. We started with the previous Gemara. What was the Braisa? The Braisa starts off and said, the Braisa says the only time we apply the principle of Tumas Tahoim is only by Tumas Meis. So the Gemara originally wanted to say La Tumas Meis, La Fuke Tumas Tahoim of Sheretz. That was a dangerous answer, because that didn't make any sense. The only way we can make sense of saying Tumas Meis Tesheretz is if we apply it to the Kohanim. We did not want to go there. We wanted to focus only on the Ba'olim. And the Ba'olim, there is no such thing as Tumas Sheretz Leganri. So there's nothing even to talk about discussing a Chumrah of Tumas Tohoim. So that was out. Okay, that was we spent half an hour on that. So therefore, you can't go tell me that when it says Tumas Meis, we're coming La'afuke Tumas Sheretz, because Tumas Sheretz can't be. If you want to go Tumas Sheretz, you're getting yourself in a very sticky situation. It's only going to make sense if you want to apply Tumas Sheretz to the Kohanim and not limit Tumas Tohim to the Bolim. So what was our next alternative? We're dealing with La'afuke Tumas Tohim of Ziva. But we've just shown that's not true. There is no Tumas Tohim of Ziva, because the principle doesn't apply by a Zav, because a Zav is Mikanu Laba. There is no Hechatimsa of Tumas Tohim of Ziva. The whole Mitzvah doesn't exist. The only Hechatimsa of Tumas Tohim of Ziva is if you go L'Mafreya. Person is counting a Shemeres Yom Kenega Yom, and right now you don't know what's going to be, and later in the day there's Tumah, and now retroactively there was Tumah. That's the example of Tumas Tohim, but that doesn't exist according to Rabbi Yossi. So what then are we coming to Lafuge? What's it coming to exclude? The only solution is to go back to our old answer and say that applies to a sheretz, and sheretz by whom? A sheretz of the kohanim. That if the kohanim, so that it's a raya to the shayla of Rami Bar Chama. Nivsha minei dibukoyin v'hutra loy tumas atohoim, and it's coming lafuge tumas time of sheretz by kohanim. And we all tell you no le'olam b'balim u'pesach u'kesavar. No, we're dealing with balim and we're dealing with tumas sheretz, and we're following the Tana that says. This was the Gemara's first stop when we discussed the laws of Tumas and the Sheretz. If you hold that you're not allowed to shecht or Karim Pesach on behalf of a person who is Tomei Tumas Sheretz, then everything makes sense. So we can maintain that Mace is Lafuke Sheretz, and it's not being poished wrong by Rachom Meshaila, because we're dealing with the Ba'olim, because if the Ba'olim are Tomei Vadai Tumas Sheretz, you cannot bring on their behalf of Karim Pesach. You would have been inclined to say that if the Tumas Sheretz is Tumas Tohoim, you can bring. Kamash on the Bride said, no. The leniency of Tumas Tohoim is only by Mace, it's not by a Sheretz. The Itzrich, the Gesavah, and Shechtim, Zerkin, Al Tome Sheretz, the Itzrich, Lamute, and we need to be mind it's not so. Elol, Rabbi Yose, Zava, Gemur, Nenengemur, goes off on a side kasha, which we'll have to stop here. All right.